It's a delight to find a journalist, especially for a local newspaper, who understands the property tax system and doesn't allow local politicians to mislead the public into thinking they're not raising taxes. I recently bragged on the Breckenridge American's Tony Pilkington for expressing clearly what an effective tax rate is and how keeping a tax rate the same is meaningful only when comparing the rate to the appraised value of property, which changes each year. Now of another journalist to acclaim as a professional, Claire Kowalik at the Wichita Falls Times Record News. Claire reported clearly, due to the changes in the effective tax rate, the Wichita Falls City Council will be considering a resolution Tuesday to express the intent to place consideration of the property tax rate on the future council agenda. When a city is considering adoption of a tax rate that will generate additional revenue from the previous year, it must express intent to place the item on the agenda and schedule two public hearings about the issue with notices published in the newspaper. The current city property tax is 70 cents per 100 of assessed value. An increase in the property tax base caused the effective rate, the rate at which the city generates the same tax revenue as the previous year, to decrease to 69 cents. City staff recommends keeping the property tax rate at the same 70 cents, Claire reported in the TRN. Most papers would report simply that officials were leaving the tax rate the same, passing along the intended implication that taxes are not going up when they are. Great work, Claire Kowalik. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.